I've got an exclusive tip first, and this adds to the woes of Victoria Police. They're not having a good run at the moment. I mean, hundreds of road police faking more than 250,000 breath tests, massive breach of trust. Now, I believe my information, firearms. Just this week, the police have been promising a crackdown on firearms. They've been given extraordinary new powers. They say they will drive illegal firearms out of the community. Well, now, I can tell you, it's unconfirmed officially, but I have a strong tip. A police superintendent has been suspended for allegedly possessing illegal firearms. Now, his house was raided on another matter. They found a pistol and a rifle. I'm told neither was registered, and the superintendent did not have a gun license. Now, talk about embarrassing. I was told the raid was organised by IBAC, the Independent Anti-Corruption Body, and the raid was about something unrelated to firearms. I don't know what. The firearms were found as part of the raid, and he was immediately suspended. Three things. One, this is a tip only, and even if correct, they're only allegations. They're not proved. Second, superintendent's got every right to defend himself, but he is suspended at the moment. And third, if these allegations are proven, it doesn't tarnish the entire force, but a time police command is chasing illegal firearms down every second borough, it'd be very embarrassing. We've asked the police for details and confirmation. We'll go to IBAC, but I believe my sources are spot on. I've got the man's name. I've told the police his name, and I know it, but I won't use it at this time. It's 22 to 9. We'll get to that poll in a moment, if you'll bear with me. But speaking of embarrassing and the police, I wish they'd take a stand for their independence. I reckon I've seen half a dozen press conferences by police the past couple of weeks. They're front and centre with the police in uniform, the Premier or the Police Minister, Lisa Neville. Latest was last night. Lisa Neville there nodding seriously, carefully placed in the background while Doug Fryer's talking about road safety. Look, law and order's a huge issue. The government is making sure it's seen with police and hopes some of the credibility rubs off. Police from the top need to stand up for themselves and their independence and say no politicians at our press conferences. And second, we will not be used as political props. That is exactly what is happening, and it demeans the uniform.